Systems check. Systems check. Commander Sanders, are you ready?
Roger that, Houston. The sky is clear and my seatbelt is fastened. Ready for countdown.
Commencing countdown. 10, 9, 8.
Let's do this!
7,
6, 5, 4,
no!
3,
2, 1.
Blast off!
Oh, yeah! Space! I'm a motherfucking astronaut!
Commander Sanders! Commander Sanders, are you okay? Commander Sanders!
Houston? What happened?
We are trying to figure that out. The readings we're getting don't make any sense.
Am I still moving?
Your upward trajectory appears to have halted.
I'm falling?
No, you're not. It sounds impossible, but according to this math right here, you are suspended in midair. What are you seeing?
I can't see anything from here. Should I leave the ship?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Okay, leaving the ship? My God.
What?
It appears that I have crashed into a building of some sort.
A building? But you're like 30 gazillion feet high!
If I'm not mistaken, it's a neoclassical style.
Huh.
Constructed of massive bricks. Some of them painted to look like smaller bricks for some reason.
What?
A bunch of plaster columns that are clearly more ornamental than structural. And all of it is covered with ivy of the size of a Jacobian beanstalk.
Okay, Commander Sanders, I need you to listen to me. The team here at NASA does not think you're using the term Jacobian correctly. According to the super math I'm looking at right here, that refers to King James and not to Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, it's apt for, like, Jack. I find myself suspended in a kingdom in the clouds. A realm where the logic of man finds itself overturned by a coup of magic.
Get a hold of yourself, Sanders! You're talking all crazy talk!
You're crazy! I'm an astronaut! I know! Oh no!
What? What, Sanders? For the love of God, what is it?
Two creatures are approaching.
Two creatures?
Some kind of giant, winged, shimmering lizards.
Oh my God. Well, run, you silly fancy man, run!
I'm trying! But the creatures approach at a breakneck pace, and the clouds have horrible traction. Its mouth is...
No.
No! Sanders! No! Sanders, come in! Sanders!
Dude, I'm telling you, by dragon law, the captain's required to have more vegan options. Oh, man, that's grody.
Dude, you okay?
I think something flew in my mouth.
Like an eagle or something?
Maybe. This wouldn't happen if I didn't have to rush around campus. Wish my classes weren't so far apart.
Dude, we're gonna be late for comparative lit.
Sanders! Sanders! Come in! Sanders! Okay, guys, if anyone asked, Sanders was, eaten by dragons.
Way up in the clouds somewhere, nestled in the frozen air,
the air,
there's a place where dragons go. To learn all that they need to know. It's Dragon College.
Dragon College.
It's Dragon College.
Dragon College.
Puff has an RA gig at Dragon College.
Hello, class. Today we have a guest speaker, Dr. Honeydew the Gold Dragon, author of Oral Syntax, Still Counts as Syntax, an Analysis of Structure.
Oh, thank you very much, Professor Hellfire. It is an honor to be here today to talk to you about my work into the development of orally transmitted versus written story structure. We begin with the exposition, which in ancient tradition tended to be lengthy and discursive, often contributing little to nothing towards the cohesive whole.
Excuse me. I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Are you the gold dragon from the Volsunga saga?
Dude, not cool.
What? He looks like the gold dragon from the Volsunga saga.
Not all gold dragons are the same dragon.
Oh, actually, I was that dragon.
Ha!
Dude, I'm sorry.
Dragons are cool that they come in different colors. And where they go to school... Everyone's a brother, it's Dragon College.
Dragon College!
It's Dragon College!
Dragon College!
It's a different world from where you come from, unless you're a dragon. at Dragon College.
No, that's, yeah, kind of. I mean, they do. No, I mean, there's no reason to stop at three. That's no better than one when you put it on your resume as UCB.
It's like stopping one. At a green belt.
Yeah, they're pretty similar.
I want you, put this into the realm of Kung Fu martial arts.
Yeah, let them know that. Let them know that I've worn a white robe before, but I didn't go all the way.
I don't know about this artsy.
You're the
improv
young
comedy
one of the
stuff.
Three ninjas that didn't actually do Tum Tum.
Was one of them green belt?
I think. Tum-tum
yeah,
was
probably Tum Tum.
How were those guys not black belts?
They named Tum Tum because they thought that was clever.
Those kids?
No, they were brown belts.
Did they have any belts? I thought they were just trained by, like, I think you have to go to a school to get a belt.
No, then... I think an old Asian man can give you a belt.
He just gave the show is Unstoppable Failure. I'm AJ Schrader.
I'm Eldon Schrader.
I'm Brian O'Sullivan.
Yay, Brian.
That doesn't
fit
in.
Yeah,
see, that was nice. That was a little cascade.
That was a little UCB
right
training.
Unscripted,
yeah. Yeah, no, you probably couldn't roll with this professionalism if you hadn't taken those classes.
Oh, man.
No, but back to the three ninjas,
yeah,
if
no,
you will.
Yeah, no, that's important.
Yeah, so when you get into really serious levels of the
of
martial
three
arts,
ninja.
Yeah, then you experience things where, like, a brown belt in the three ninja, whatever school they were a part of.
Old Asian men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can kick the ass of a regular black belt, you know, trained down at the flea market.
They proved that in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Those other guys, the real ninjas, had black belts.
Yeah, no, it's the same as the Karate Kid, where you just, old Asian man trumps.
It
was
all
the
about
same old Asian man, or is that racist?
Well, that's very racist.
When you say, is that racist?
Does that make it racist?
But it was just a question, was it the same actor, not racist? When you say, I can't tell the difference between Asian people. Yeah,
old ones.
So now,
it's a specific racism.
Just get in the way. Of,
yeah.
Yeah, now that that point has been brought up, I am wondering if it was the same Asian man. Was it Miyagi?
Why would it not have been? He tore up those 80s karate movies.
Yeah, I think... you can get a cheaper old Asian man because he's like the old Asian.
But they got a cheaper one who looked like him, right?
Yeah, didn't they get Arnold? Because
they all
Happy
look
Days?
Alike. The
Which
older
was
one.
Mr. Miyagi. It was him.
I don't know.
Pat Noriega.
It's the same guy.
Pat.
Yeah.
So I'm not racist.
Pat Morat.
I don't think you are.
Yeah.
Well.
Wait, am I?
Yeah.
Why?
Not because of this.
What? Because I played Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yeah. No, that's.
Oh, really?
What? Well, that actually doesn't make you racist. That makes you non-racist, I think.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, because you're like...
Well, were you doing it in blackface?
I asked to. But they wouldn't let me.
That was a good call on their part.
That was fifth grade. I didn't know what race was in fifth grade.
Yeah, so you weren't racist, but they were.
No. But they were. They By were. Saying no to my blackface idea, they
no,
were.
No, I don't know if saying no to your
blackface
idea...
Because of the fact
that
they didn't have another black child to play that part.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, they did? They just overlooked him?
I beat him. I didn't beat him physically. I beat him for the part.
Yeah, I understood that.
Is that racist?
To not beat someone up?
No, it would be racist if you didn't try to beat him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm not
tried
racist.
The best you
then.
Did, yeah.
No, I mean, in the grand scheme, you were definitely not racist.
In this conversation, however.
I mean, you did start off with, like, basically that you couldn't tell the difference between Asian people.
Because it was the same guy.
The same person.
Yeah, but the...
That's...
If you had just left it at that, that would have been a non-racist comment. But they're like, is that racist?
I didn't say it like that. You just said it like a racist Asian man. You did.
Oh, is that racist? See, that was racist. Let's just...
Yeah.
Next topic.
I got a topic.
Okay. You lay it
we'll
on
talk
us.
About.
I thought we didn't have topics.
No, you.
Talk.
Well, sometimes...
I always like to bring a little something.
Yeah. We.
I didn't know that.
During the week, we'll sometimes think about things that bother us.
All right, I'll listen.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll tell
them. Lego Dragons.
I want to change the topic. Can we talk about something that I know about?
No, Brian, you're gonna
no,
be brought
we're
into
to talk
world.
About the Lego Dragons. As a kid, did you stick around Legos long enough to experience the dragons?
Nope.
No.
I stopped at the space ones.
Dragons should come before space.
Yeah, I know. That's how come when I found out about the space ones, I never learned about
the
dragons.
They had the castle ones for a while, but then they introduced dragons.
I remember. Dragons... Did they have like those clear plastic wings on them?
Yeah, some of them.
Okay, then I've seen the one.
Yeah.
See, you knew more than you thought.
Is that a point for
you're
me?
You're trying to make
we've,
me
we've
seem
enlightened you.
Like I'm some sort of weirdo talking about my Lego dragons.
You know.
But you know. Everyone knows about the Lego dragons.
Yeah.
And how they're not made of
Legos.
Different pieces of Legos. They're one Lego piece, basically.
Where you can just set it on something.
Yeah, it's like the easiest part of the whole thing to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not making it.
Because you're done.
But that's kind of a letdown.
When you bought it.
Right?
Yeah, no,
yeah. I agree with that.
It's there, and it looks better than a lot of stuff you've been doing with the Legos.
Even some of the Lego men, though, they have like two different sides of heads, and at least you get to choose that when you turn it around.
Yeah,
like
the Lego
happy
men
face
were pretty versatile.
Or mad
you
face.
Because you could tear
take
off the
legs
and
what?
You can just have a pair of legs.
You
could
take their legs off.
Pants on,
I did not do Legos correctly.
You did not.
As a kid. Tell me more about the dragons.
Here's you could just have like an ass just sitting there.
Well, here's what the weirder kids did, which I did, was take the hands off the Lego guys.
But oh, I did lose those.
That's a tricky prospect because
you gotta like, kind
they never
grab
they
go
back
them
in.
Out of there.
They never fit back in.
They don't
right.
go back in.
No.
When you fit them in right, they never fit back
some
in.
Some things
right.
are not meant to be taken apart. That's the lesson they want children to learn.
Yeah, what are they trying to teach us with this?
Well, don't rip off people's hands.
And the other thing that always confused me about the Legos was that they had the Lego pieces that were the taller that had bricks painted on them.
Oh,
and
yeah, they
like,
did.
I'm using bricks. I'm a bricklayer here. Let me live out my fantasy of being a bricklayer.
They should give me just a very thin sheet of gray that I can put in between my other red bricks. That's what I would have been
doing. I don't know what you guys are talking about right now with the
bricks.
I know that brick part. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Don't
like
you
the
understand
brick?
How bricks work?
Yeah, I get bricks.
He's
I've
talking about
heard of
a Lego that simulates plaster. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yes, I haven't.
I want some grout. I want a grout.
Yeah, he wants some grout.
Grout Lego.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about not making them.
Oh, no, so like they had like a facade.
They gave
like,
it to you, yeah.
I never saw
so
that.
It had like a brick pattern.
I was always making spaceships. You didn't need a facade.
You don't need a lot of bricks in spaceships.
See, this is one of the classic that... The spaceship Lego people and the
dragon
castle Lego people can never come
when
together.
You're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your cigarette to your last
I'd be the jet, right? That would be
well,
the,
I mean,
the space.
The spaceship, yes. Would be the jet. We are the non-racist.
I think it's sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
What was your what's your feud with the Lego dragons, though?
I wish
though?
I was...
Well, I think the problem was that he didn't get to make anything.
That was the whole argument you had to make.
Yeah. That wasn't really an argument.
I thought you said what we were going to do. We're going to argue about ideas we had earlier this week.
Oh, well, do you guys think it was cool? I think it would have been cooler had they given me instructions on how to make a big-ass dragon made entirely out of Legos. And I'm fine if they simulate scales on there, because I understand that's a little hard to create a toy company made out of putting scales on a reptilian creature. That wouldn't be the best toy, probably. If they gave you the individual scales and said, here, you make this.
Yeah, if they just gave you a block of clay
well,
and said,
there's
use
like,
imagination.
The Toys R Us, like the Toys R Us in Times Square's got like Legos things hanging all over the place.
Yeah.
Like giant like Jack Sparrows and Godzillas.
They bring in the Lego engineers on that.
I don't know why they don't.
Why can't they sell that?
Grown German.
Someone made them in a specific order.
$5,000.
You just write it down the order of which piece went on where. And that's the thing with like Lego instruction books. They never showed you what piece was supposed to go on next. They just showed you the next picture.
Yeah.
It was
it was like figure out what we changed.
It was IKEA. It was how IKEA works.
It was IKEA, but IKEA still has like arrows pointing which one.
It just says like hand down.
Yeah. But Legos didn't even have that. They just had the next picture. Guess what we changed? Find those pieces and figure it out.
I do like making IKEA furniture with somebody else because then I always feel I can have the role of the hand where I'm just like...
Do it.
Yeah.
Where you just point at
the thing? Yeah, I was like...
Yeah, I'm sure they love making the furniture.
Yeah, they love having you over.
This is what we're supposed to do, guys.
Oh, I know who can really help me.
This is also really
IKEA
good radio
furniture.
Right now.
Yeah,
just
this is great.
The mime action that I'm giving... You guys, check that out. That was a finger move
that
you people will never see.
Wow.
That's why you should experience things with your eyes. Podcasting is dead.
We're going to take a break.
We are.
Some guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. AJ told me about him,
steal things from.
And then I actually studied under him in Chicago.
Oh,
I didn't meet him, but I mean, I studied his theater.
Oh,
yeah, smart.
He should be if he's teaching people things.
He should be teaching people things. That's the thing.
He shouldn't be teaching.
No, he should.
He should. He's not.
He's gay. Mick Napier's gay.
It's cool.
A lot of people are gay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are gay. A lot of people, more people are straight.
Mick Napier,
but we're not talking about them.
Mick Napier is a good gay name.
It
Mick
is.
Mick Napier, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good name for anybody.
It is. It's
well, he looks like
name.
He's got a really clean, like, shaven head. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I'm Mick Napier. Yeah, I'd let a guy named Mick Napier get inside me.
Okay. What do you want to talk about,
that's
AJ?
That's where we're cutting in for that
one.
Oh,
man.
I just want to talk about how much I've enjoyed reading people's Facebook that are comedians. Because Facebook really, and like all social statuses, finally give me a chance to like just see how needy we as comedians can be 24 hours a day.
The most, dude. Yeah. Did you, like, do you read mine?
Yeah.
Are you talking about me specifically?
No, I'm not talking about you specifically.
Mine are funny.
They are funny.
Aren't they? Yes. How come you don't like them?
Because I know you're just waiting for people to
like
them.
I am just waiting for people to like it. Like, I go back on there like every 10 minutes. That reminds me. I haven't checked in an hour from the one I put up.
I post something, I'm like, oh, that was a funny comment. I'll just put that out there. And then as soon as I do, I'm like, I hope somebody's liked it.
Yeah. That's what I do too. I didn't think other comedians did it because most of them don't have many likes. I was like, I hope they're not hoping for likes.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be really sad. I don't have any. I got zero in the last hour.
See, and that makes you want to do better with your next status update. But it's like, it's not good for us as comedians to be able to just like, the way we judge the world is, you know, you get all these like laughs and congratulations on stage, and then in the real world it's just somebody telling you to do something, and that's not cool.
Yeah, it's never good. It's
what
never
real good. World
you, oh yeah, well we that's have right. We have these jobs.
I do too. I go on stage and I tell jokes and people laugh at me.
Yeah
it's different on Facebook. I agree, like I get on Facebook and I'm like, hey, these jokes worked in real life.
Facebook is the closest thing to the real world he has right now.
Facebook is the second half of my real world.
But it just gives us the like ability to be on stage all the time. But
on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, cool. No, I'm getting more likes.
Which is like...
I've gotten 8 likes in the last hour. It's okay. It's good.
Which, it's a horrible syndrome.
Yeah, no, I hate it. I was so happy, though. I'd forgotten all about Facebook, and then you brought it up, and I had to go check it. I had to go check it.
Yeah, no, it's an addiction compulsive. Like, I'll go through a day and be like, I'm leaving my phone at home today. And those are good days. I just have a better day and don't look at anything.
Not being attached to anything.
Yeah, because I actually think more about things, and so I'm able to write more freely on those days.
Yeah, because when you're trying to think about what other people are going to think about it, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a death sentence, I think, a lot of times. Kind of, I mean, it is a different thing. Like, I think a lot of times, you know, we both say, oh, this is funny, I'll put it out there. But then once you put it out there, you want to know how it's received.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah.
You tend to do, I think, more meta stuff when you're thinking about that, for obvious reasons.
Yes, it tends to be more comedy about comedy.
Yeah, comedy about comedy.
Which is the worst.
I mean, it's good.
No, it's the worst. Because then, like, one time you get 98 likes on a post, and you're like, oh, I can do that. But then you're like, then your next post gets 2 likes. It's like, what happened to all those people that liked that last post? That was about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
It shows you exactly how much they dislike that.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like -96 is what you guys felt.
These people are obviously reading the things that I write.
Right, they're choosing not to like all of them.
No.
Okay, that's one thing, too.
Not worth my thumbs up.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're a judge on Facebook.
It does.
To be fair, I don't like a lot of people's posts either. Because and that's another thing, too. Like, you know, a lot of homeless people, I don't know how it is out here, but like in Los Angeles, a lot of homeless people have like funny signs. And the ones with funnier signs, they get more money.
Oh.
But for me, if I see a homeless man's funny sign, I'm like, that guy's trying to take my job. I'm not giving him money. Screw you, homeless man.
Who the hell you think you are, homeless guy?
Where's your performer's permit, you jackass?
Just swat the signs away from them.
No.
I'm trying to earn a living.
I'm trying to make a living. I got a show tonight at the college. The fuck are you doing taking the money from the streets?
Have you registered this yet? Because it's been stolen.
I did steal a homeless man's sign one time. I didn't steal his sign. I took his joke.
You took the joke?
I took his joke and put it on Facebook. It got like 20 likes. It's true. It was like, I'll bet you $1 I can make you I can make you read this sentence.
I did read that one.
That's a homeless man's sign.
That's really clever.
That's probably like one of the few times I did
but
not
you
use
see,
my
I
own
I think that
thing.
Homeless man was thinking too much about how people would respond.
Yeah, he was like, God, I hope somebody gives me some money for the sign because I'm homeless.
I should have gone back to him and be like, hey, dude, that was 20 likes. Nice work.
You still get no money.
You get no
but
money.
You get
but
that feeling of joy that I sometimes get.
20 of my fans.
That's probably better than food today, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
Hey, Hey, man, can you spare me some change, man?
What can you offer me in return? Keep in mind, I'm a big-time Hollywood executive, so it's going to need something pretty amazing.
Hey, listen, sir. I'm just looking to get a bite to eat.
Oh, believe me. I have enough money to get you something to eat. But you know the saying. Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man an entertaining way to beg for a fish, and you'll have a feeling of superiority that lasts a lifetime.
Well, I have a funny cardboard sign.
It better be really funny. Remember, I'm a big-time Hollywood executive.
Yeah, no, it's great. Here you go.
Bet you a dollar I can get you to read this sign. Bet you a dollar I can get you to read this sign. Bet you...
Yeah, right?
Oh,
right?
Chortle, yeah. And guffaw. Oh, you bet me a dollar I would read the sign, and so I did.
Yeah.
I read this sign because I wanted to know how to win the dollar.
Yeah, that's why I put that part first.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, here is your dollar, sir. You got me. Me, the big-time Hollywood executive. Wow. That is some sign.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Give me the sign.
What? Why?
Because... I'm a big-time Hollywood executive, and I want the sign.
Okay, well, give me another dollar.
Sure thing, here you go.
Thanks.
So,
what was that?
Nothing. Hey, hobo. Check out this sign I just got.
I'm not gonna read the sign, dude.
Why not?
Because I wrote the sign.
Well, maybe I changed something since you wrote it. Maybe it's way better now.
I don't think I want to risk it.
Fine. I bet you a dollar I can get you to read this sign.
Okay.
Read the sign!
No!
God damn it! Okay, here's your dollar.
Thanks.
You're not in the Writers Guild, are you?
In a world filled with injustice.
Faster, maggots!
The people were in need of a hero.
Why won't you accept your destiny?
And the hero was in the need of a sign.
Oh! You all owe me a dollar, you chumps! See? Because the sign that the hero got says, I bet you a dollar I can make you read the sign. It's my own idea. And it's genius! You can mail me the dollar at Brian, the big shot Hollywood executive, Hollywood, California. Unless, of course, you're listening to the radio version of this trailer. In which case, I guess I'd owe you a dollar. And would need your mailing address. Let's make sure this never gets played on the radio. Cool?
And in my head, the music plays.
And because every single scene I'm in, it has to be like a love scene or a breakup scene. Why can't we just be two friends hanging out of different gender?
Why don't you make it two friends? Who are
because I always walk in and go, why are you fucking my friend?
It's a good initiation.
Yeah, so we're back.
Point of view.
I was hoping we weren't.
That's recorded. We don't have to use it, but that's knowledge we can't.
I thought because the headphones were down, we weren't being recorded.
That's how I trick people. That's
no,
how I get
but
them into
I would watch that
zone.
Scene. I think yeah. You got me. Yeah, you got
why'd
me.
Why'd walk in and say, why are you fucking my friend?
Why are you fucking my friend? I want to know immediately.
Right away, you know the relationship.
Yeah.
We're probably at home or Chuck E. Cheese. Until someone says where we're at, we're not anywhere. So
no,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Where you are can
I like that those
joke,
are your two
yeah.
default options when no one said where we're
I haven't
at.
Done a scene of Chuck E. Cheese in a long time. I think it's time to go back to that. I have improv class next week. I'll probably go in there and be like, why are you fucking my friend in Chuck E. Cheese? right now where we are.
I wish you just start every scene with a different location that, like, yeah. That week.
Why are you fucking my friend at the Air Force Academy?
And then that's a 30. That's 30 minutes right there.
Yeah, we just got to do that three times.
That's the Herald.
Yeah, that's the Herald. And improv.
And you find the through line very quickly.
Yeah.
And it works.
Everyone knows where you're at. It's the who, what, where. Done.
When?
You don't need a when, though.
No, you don't need a when.
When is part of the where.
Yeah,
because a place is determined by its time. And
then you could do your time lapse in the second scene, and you'd be in a further win. The Air Force.
From Chuck E. Cheese to the Air Force.
That's how you, yeah, you got to heighten.
Still fucking your friends.
Still fucking him. But she keeps fucking my friends. I can't just do a scene with a girl as friends. She's got to be fucking all my friends.
You have so many issues that you need to work out.
That's why I improvise. Do it through a character. No, I'm a regular. I'm a regular. I'm gonna put that in quotations at the Laugh Factory, and they have like a therapy thing there.
Where you're just allowed to just go up there and not try to make people laugh.
No, I think it's like that's what most of comics do when I go watch them. But no, I think it's like they have like a therapy thing for comics. I don't
like they bring in a therapist.
Like they have like a therapist that you can go to.
That's nice because
like an actual therapist.
Yeah, like an actual therapist for like the comedians that they need to go to.
So are
like on stage.
No, I think it's a separate thing.
Oh, okay. That's
that wouldn't be good therapy if it wasn't.
Yeah. But I thought it might just be...
Stage therapy is pretty suspect therapy.
Yeah, they just bring a therapist in and watch your act. And it's like, here are all the things that are wrong with you.
Yeah. First of all, you have mother issues.
Yeah.
And father issues. And
you have an
social issues.
Yeah, pretty sure you might be gay. We got that in our theater review.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, we got that.
Who said that to you?
No, that was the
a theater reviewer for our Hufflepuff
show in Raleigh.
That you're gay?
Well, that yeah.
It was suggested
that we need to work out our gay issues in private rather than.
And they didn't like the show.
Oh, they thought we were talented.
Yeah, they enjoyed parts of it.
And they were gay.
They said any Harry Potter fan would enjoy the show based on the rating they gave us.
That's a backhanded.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
bit. No, it started off like these guys are obviously talented, but they like being gay.
Well.
Which, you know, I don't have a problem.
Everything said, it was a pretty accurate review.
No, it was.
I can't really be too
I'm
mad
not gonna
about
argue
it.
With it.
Right.
It was, yeah. Well played, reviewer. Reviewer man is what I said.
And it didn't hurt our, I think it helped our audiences, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And it brought people who knew what they were getting.
Yeah.
And you got gay audiences?
Yeah, no, I had a gay guy comment on how much he enjoyed the show.
Did he start by saying, I'm gay, or did you just assume he is?
I found it out.
Hi, I'm gay.
And I enjoyed,
and I enjoyed your show.
No, if someone comments on my Facebook, I stalk them immediately.
Do people still put that they're interested in men or women on Facebook?
I believe they do.
Do they?
Yes. Yeah. You
how
know.
Else would people know?
Also, when
you could ask.
When they're engaged to a guy.
It's not weird to be gay.
To determine.
No, it's not.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes people joke about that. Like, girls are always engaged and married to their best friends, and it pisses me off when I'm really interested in one, and I don't know her well enough, and I'm like, wait, is she married to a girl, or is that, or is she one of those stupid girls that I don't like her anymore?
Or is she going to be one of those ones I can like that's going to be fucking my friend later? All right, well, I think what Brian and Aldon both learned today is that homeless people are the new comedians, and they will achieve this through... racist press releases.
Yeah, they're going to rise up and take over the comedy scene.
It's true.
Just
it's
the comedy scene.
I'm not supporting it.
Yeah,
they're not going to, you know, gain any social influence. Just taking over.
Just like real
the comedy
comedians.
Stage.
Yeah.
If that's their target, they probably should rethink that.
Yeah.
Okay, I learned today.
Wait, it's what you learned today?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
I've done this a few times. You're a quick learner.
I'm just picking up.
I think Brian learned that he's probably more qualified to do this than the both of us. He generally keeps a good flow of conversation going. I'm impressed by this man's podcasting skills.
Whereas we normally just have long pauses.
Yeah, we normally like to
pause
a lot.
Where we sip some wine. And consider the greatness of which we've just given to the world.
I'm sorry for messing it up.
No, it's
no, it's
it'll be our best episode, thing. Which will never air because it'll be so much better than us.
Dude, I'll put it on my Facebook page. I got like 2,500 friends.
We'll get
fans.
Likes.
And AJ learned that
can't promise the likes.
For some reason, having 30 Audacity windows open at the same time stops you from recording efficiently.
I did learn that.
See, yeah.
Because it can't recognize the like proper sound devices.
Makes
because
sense.
It needs to reboot.
So we all learned that computers have limitations.
Life. That's a life lesson. All right.
So pretty soon, we're going to be able to rise up and take over the computer's jobs.
Huh.
Matter of time.
Yeah.
Matter of time.
Yeah.
We're going to get some of those lucrative word processing positions. Where people tell us words and then we say, okay, I remember that.
That is a computer's
job. And then you
can
just turn in other people as your report and they will they will repeat what you said to them earlier.
They're pretty
and
cool.
That's how that will work.
I'm looking forward to that.
Future.
Brian, what do you think we learned?
Oh, what didn't you guys already know?
So much.
I think Aldon learned that there is at least one breed of homosexual that we wouldn't mind inside of him.
Yeah, his name is McNapier.
A McNapier.
And the McNapier breed.
Yeah, and the McNapier breed of gay? Is that racist to say?
Definitely not.
No? Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
Nothing to do with race.
Well, he's white, so is that gay? I mean, is that racist?
White now?
Yeah, he's been white his whole life.
I pictured him more of Blasian.
What?
I don't know.
No, Mick, that's like Mr. Clean. He looks like Mr. Clean. He's a...
Oh.
Oh, yeah. See? Okay, now you're even more interested. So well, Aldon learned that he definitely...
You probably could have given any more details and I would have responded with, oh.
In my head, he wears nicely pressed blue shirts. What was that? You made like an angry sound, but you smiled really happy.
Nicely pressed blue shirts.
It was kind of like a deal breaker where he's not going to have a relationship with him, but he'll enjoy it the one time.
Okay.
Yeah, I might not tell my friends about it.
And I think AJ learned that all old Asian men are actually the same person.
I did learn that.
And that's not
Although
racist.
I'm still not sure. I think I mistook the guy from Happy Days for Three Ninjas. I don't think it's him.
You don't think it's the Three Ninjas?
It might be. It's been a long time since I've seen Three Ninjas.
If we check that fact later and it is wrong, I want to redo this. I want to say AJ learned that...
We should do, one podcast pre Three Ninjas viewing. One podcast post.
Because we'll learn so much more.
Every week.
Every week. God, we should have just had a Three Ninjas podcast. All right. The show is Unstoppable Failure. I'm AJ Schrader.
I'm Tom Tom.
And I'm some old Asian black man.
I'll be Colt now. And Mustang.
Wow. Who was the third?
What's the other one? Rocky.
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 I love Emily.